Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, I have to bring your attention to this video on screen because there is something deeply sick happening in the United States and not nearly enough people are talking about it. This video shows a father and just a gardener getting the shit beat out of him by federal agents in masks who refuse to identify themselves. These aren't just everyday criminals beating the shit out of people. These are Trump's own goons, and this happens every day. We see videos of people being detained or kidnapped or like beat up by federal agents, which is a huge overreach, and it's people just power tripping. I mean, really quickly, this article says, quote, "I feel betrayed. U.S. Marine says of seeing his father punched by federal immigration agents." Imagine you're a young dude, 22 years old, my age, and you go to help serve your country, fight for your country because you believe in something, and you see that same country weaponize federal agents to beat your father. Of course you would feel betrayed, and it's absolutely awful. I'm going to play this video in 1 second because, again, the cable news isn't really covering this. I couldn't find an article about this on any cable news channel. That's why we're using this platform that we've been building together to make sure these stories don't get buried. If you believe in that mission, make sure you subscribe to the feed below, like the video below, and let's just start right here. We learned yesterday, quote, "It's a ticking time bomb. ICE detainee dies in transit as experts say more deaths are likely." I'm going to play the video in 1 second of ICE agents beating the shit out of this father and this gardener. But the thing is, it all connects because ICE has shown a unique amount of carelessness, recklessness, and just they're just brazen with their deportations in a way that is escalatory. A 68-year-old Mexican-born man has become the first ICE detainee in at least a decade to die while being transported from a local jail to a federal detention center. And experts have warned that there will likely be more such deaths amid the current administration's mass deportation push across the United States. But these mass deportations are just Stephen Miller, one of Trump's advisors, wanting to meet this arbitrary 3,000-person quota a day. They want 3,000 arrests a day, and ideally 3,000 deportations at the end of that. But that leads to what we see now, people dying, people getting the shit beat out of them. I mean, people being kidnapped, nail salons being raided, elementary schools being raided, work sites being raided for zero reason because they're trying to meet this quota, and it leads to these inhumane tactics. This reads, Abelardo Delgado's exact cause of death remains under investigation, but The Guardian's reporting reveals a confusing and at times contradictory series of events surrounding the incident. The death occurred as private companies with little to no oversight are increasingly tasked with transporting more immigration detainees across the U.S. in pursuit of the Trump administration's recently announced target of 3,000 people a day. Quote, "The system is so loaded with people, exacerbating bad conditions, it's like a ticking time bomb." This is incredibly sickening. Even beyond the ICE agents, just read this again. You know, private companies with little to no oversight are being tasked with transporting tens of thousands of people who they probably deem as lesser. The Trump administration definitely deems as lesser. This is terrifying because Elon Musk is someone who relentlessly pushed for oversight when it comes to our taxes and when it comes to our spending, which is true. We do want external oversight, but now all of a sudden they want zero external oversight when private firms are moving tens of thousands of people. Something about that is very, very sickening. And this brings me to this video. A former Marine says he feels betrayed by the U.S. after seeing a video on social media of his father being pinned to the ground and repeatedly punched by federal agents. Let's take a look.
This video showing Customs and Border Protection agents arresting and punching Orange County Gardener Narciso Barranco is sparking public outrage.
There was one guy that he was actually telling me, "Why you hit him so hard? You don't have to do that."
IHOP manager Guillermo Villarreal says Narciso was working on the landscaping outside the restaurant in Tustin on Saturday morning when suddenly masked men approached. He says Narciso panicked and ran.
They throw something on his eyes.
Mace?
Yes. And he started coming this way. That's when everybody got into him, and they put him down on the street. And one of the guys was beating him so hard. It was sad to see that.
Why were 4 or 5 people holding him down, pepper spraying him? They hurt his shoulder. His shoulder looks like it was dislocated.
Alejandro Barranco is one of 3 of Narciso's sons. Alejandro is a Marine vet who served in Afghanistan. And his 2 younger brothers are also Marines stationed at Camp Pendleton.
I love what I did, and I love serving my country. I think my brothers do as well. And it infuriates us that our own country is doing this to our own people. What we fight for is, like, justice. And we need a better pathway to fix all of this.
Aside from being undocumented, Alejandro says his father has no criminal record. He believes Narciso was racially profiled.
They didn't have any type of warrant for my dad. I know that. And I think they just chased him. They just saw him working. It's a landscaping job, so they probably just assumed.
On Sunday, Alejandro finally spoke with his father, and he says it was a heartbreaking call.
He sounded scared. He sounded like he was crying.
He says even after the arrest, after being punched and detained, his father was worried about finishing the job.
The first thing he said is if he can go finish his job for him, because he didn't finish leaf blowing the parking lot. And it's just crazy to me that he just got beat, he got detained, and that's all he's thinking about right now.
The family has launched a GoFundMe to help cover legal costs as they fight to keep Narciso from being deported. Through it all, Alejandro says he's holding on to hope.
I believe it's going to reach the right people. I believe there is going to be a change, and I hope it's soon.
Gina Silva, Fox 11 News.
Gina tells us that Barranco's son just called her and said his father hasn't received any medical treatment, food, or water since being detained.
All right, first things first, the GoFundMe will be the top link in the description below. You can click on the top link in the description below. But to continue, absolutely disgusting. And Donald Trump is targeting a man who wanted to continue working the job, which is more than Trump could ever say his entire life. This reads, the post of the blows to his father also helped spark a demonstration with dozens of protesters demanding the agents leave, as well as an online fundraiser. Narciso, the 48-year-old landscaper, was seized off the street and has 3 sons who are U.S. Marines. The other 2 sons are currently stationed at Camp Pendleton, while the 25-year-old is still in town. Quote, I feel betrayed, Barranco said. My dad has no criminal record. He wasn't doing anything bad. He was just working. The way the federal agents attacked him, I don't think it's right. His father was in the process of applying for a form of immigration called parole in place, which can grant family members of active duty military who are without legal status permission to stay in the U.S. for a while, usually a year, in which can be extended. He said his father, who is undocumented, has lived in Orange County since the 1990s and owns a landscaping business. He has no criminal record. An independent search of the local court system confirmed that, and you know, if Trump truly wanted to make America great again, as he claims, he would streamline the process for this man to get a citizenship or whatever is necessary for him to contribute and continue to work his landscaping business, because that is somebody who is contributing to the country. Narciso was in the middle of a landscaping job at a local IHOP when he was approached by several armed, masked men in civilian clothes. Trump doesn't want protesters to wear masks. In fact, he said he'll get arrested, but he's okay with federal agents wearing masks. It's all twisted. We'll continue to relentlessly double down on the stories that the cable news just doesn't cover as much as they should. This won't be covered on CNN or MSNBC, so we will continue to use this platform to push that. You can join the crew below. Let's continue to roll forward. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.